Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I've noticed over the years in meeting many people that there are husbands and wives that live together, and yet they're not relating very well at all with each other. Their level of communication with each other is very limited. Oh yes, they talk to each other, but they lack the skills of communicating very important feelings and emotions and love to one another. I want to share with you this week on how to meet your wife's emotional needs. Like I say, I've met couples. I've seen these folks, husband and wives, that live together, and yet they don't relate well with each other at all. And consequently, they find themselves living together under the same roof, but because of peer pressure or because of their church affiliation, they don't separate, and life goes on miserably. But surely, when they first met, things weren't like that, and they thought that surely life would be wonderful for them. So what happened? That happens over and over. Man and a woman come together, they meet, they might spend some time courting and get married, and unfortunately things don't work out well. Why not? Well, there are lots of varied answers to that question, but I want to focus this week on what husbands can do to make their marriage so much more meaningful and enjoyable. So if you happen to be an unmarried individual at the moment, please don't tune out. You too can learn from what I want to share with you this week, and it could benefit you should the Lord provide a wife for you someday. And if you happen to be a lady listening in, bless your heart. perhaps you can learn some things here too that will help you as you relate to a husband if you're married. Because there are truths there. Some of these things are the same for husbands and wives. So don't tune out. I'm sure there's things we can all learn. Well, I'm going to outline for you the emotional needs that a wife has and how you as a husband can meet them. Some of you are likely already doing that, and some of you are, well, shall we say, it's just not happening. Well, I promise you that if you put to practice what I share with you this week, if you're not doing these things already, it will transform your marriage. There are husbands out there who have put to practice these truths that I'm going to share with you and have reaped the amazing blessings of the results that come from faithful practice of them. I said a moment ago that some couples, their level of communication with each other is very limited. I want to explain what I mean by that. We all communicate something all the time. Even if we don't say a word, we can communicate a lot by our facial expression or by our body language. Someone who stumps across a room and slams the door very hard behind them when exiting the room, even without saying a word, communicates that they are very angry about something. Okay, we understand that. We communicate with our words or by not saying anything. We can speak angry words. Somebody can blow up and just go into a ranting rage about something, or you can give someone the silent treatment. The message communicated is the same. I'm angry. See, we communicate either by saying something or by silence. Well, in much the same way, you can tell your wife you love her and mean it. Or you can also give her a bouquet of flowers. Both communicate the same thing, I love you, but in a different way. My point is this. We communicate with our words or lack of words. And we communicate with our actions or a lack of action. Are you with me? In other words, if you're not meeting the emotional needs of your wife, you've got a big problem that really needs to be addressed. You're lacking, you're not communicating the things to her that you need to. It's for your well-being and the well-being of your marriage. Here are the areas that I'm going to address this week. One of the first and foremost needs of a wife is affection. And I'll go into detail on that later on. The second is intimate conversation. I'm not talking about physical intimacy. I'm talking about intimate conversation of another type. And you'll learn as we go through this week what I'm talking about. The third one is honesty and openness or transparency. All three. The fourth one we're going to talk about is financial support. And last of all, family commitment. What do I mean by those things? Stay with me. You'll be glad you did. God bless you today, and we will talk again tomorrow.